Happy Tuesday, beautiful souls, wherever you are on this phenomenal planet. We had a minor hiccup during our live recording, so I just wanted to come in and say thank you for tuning in and listening. Enjoy the show. Do get a free ebook of my first book, Real Estate 100, The Teen Home Buying Experience. And you also get a chance to win a copy of Shift Your Thinking. So be sure you subscribe to the letter because I'm announcing the winner. I already know who the winner is, by the way. I already know who the winner is. I randomly picked based on your subscription. So I just go in my email and I go, you're today's winner. So I am starting this back up, the giveaways. And there's going to be a lot more giveaways, especially because as I get to grow, I get to create partnership opportunities where we can get people to sponsor and do book giveaways. Oh, hello, beautiful Miss Queen Taylor. Good morning. Good rising to you as well. Thank you for tuning in. Auntie Martha, shout out to Auntie Martha. Shout out to Whitney. New York is in the building. Be sure to say hi, hello, and drop a comment and let me know what state you're hailing from. That would be fantastic. So we are in episode 44, and I thought about this. Amazing. How amazing is that? That is so amazing that we're committed. You and I, we are committed. I love you. So I'm in the section, if you're following along the read, I am where it says, what you eat, listen to this, what you eat can determine how clearly and effectively you think. This is huge. Oh my goodness. Because, okay, I'm going to read first and then talk about my story about how my ability to consciously create reality and manifestation accelerated when I changed the foods that I put in my body. So yes, this is going to be good. And this is why I say it's going to be good, because it's the springtime. It's the season for it. Okay. When, especially if you were one that were trying to do New Year's resolution and I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to do all this extra stuff back in January, that's a conservative time to do that. You naturally don't want to do reservations at that time. So now, as we're talking about spring, you'll be more apt and more receptive to new you, blossoming, new you. Think about that, okay? New you blossoming. So today's episode is called Eat So That, what did I call it, you guys? I have to go back to it because I copied it. I made my note and then pasted it. The author says, I've always felt that the school system would benefit tremendously, as would those who attend school, if food and its effect on mood, behavior, and physical and mental performance were a required class every year. Imagine that. And this is huge because we started to see huge movements across the country where school systems are being more mindful about the foods the children are eating, you see? So pay attention. If there's been a whole movement in food, be mindful that there potentially is a correlation with your performance and how you think. He continues and says, kids would have a better life and better grades, and teachers would have more alert, focused students. Listen to that. Wellness. Shout out to Ben. Thanks for joining us. He says, well, life goes on. We become adults. And although we've picked up a little hearsay, watched a few TV shows, and read an article or two on health, most haven't had enough exposure to the hard truths of diet and the impact that food has on life. Let's stop right there. Let's build right there for a second. I want to build for a second because, see, I keep playing with my camera, you guys. This is what I'm really trying to do is, boom, there it is. Two words popped in my head just now. Diet and what was the other one? Diet and performance. Okay, so let's dissect diet for a second because people, it fascinates me that people think diet is like this. You don't eat this, you don't eat that. Your diet is whatever you eat. If you eat chocolate, that's your diet. If that's all you eat is chocolate, your diet is chocolate. If you have a diet on just fruits, that's your diet. Diet, the word diet is about what you're eating, what you're consuming, what is your program, what are you intaking, what is going inside the body. So let me share a story real quick about just kind of my ability to accelerate manifestation and creation based on changing the foods yes, I love it. I got to throw that up there. Diet equals diet. Whitney, thank you for that. My ability has shifted. Let's see. I'm now, and this is not me to sway you in any way. In any way, this is connect and build and share, shift our thinking, because I just started reading books a lot more in the last couple 5 years, And it wasn't in particular that I was reading any books on health. It just, the more I read, the more I intentionally started to become mindful about what I put in my body, because I was now mindful about the content of what was going in my mind. So if I was dieting for my mind's sake, listen to that, a little play on words. I was dieting for my mind's sake and being selective about what I put in my mind. And yes, that had to do with removing certain programs out of my life, certain TV. I was going through a whole downsize, you guys, y'all. Your girl was going through it. And as I was downsizing my life, as I was consolidating and shifting and weeding out what I no longer needed in my life and just focus on one thing, tunnel vision. What is it do I desire? And at that place and moment in my time, it was peace. I desired peace in my life. And so, can you hear me getting all fired up? I'm all passionate. I'm fired up right now. I desired peace. And as Whitney shares, a lifestyle change. Yes, I desired a lifestyle change that required me to be more selective about what I was putting in my body. Okay. So now the food started to change for me. This was before the whole vegan and vegetarian movement became really large, because I was starting to think and explore with different foods. And when the boom happened with the shift in terms of veganism and vegetarian food, I said, "Eureka, wonderful. I no longer need to guess what should I put in my body," because there's been a whole group and movement of people that is consciously creating foods that go in. And I have to shout out to Andre. Andre and I were talking about this the other day, where he says, go back to like plants. The sun that gives us life, it needs watering and nurturing and love. The plant life, go back to how we are plants. We are plants on this life, right? So go back to those things that give you life. Oh my gosh, yes, Ben says intentional thinking, absolutely. So this is good, this is good. I did say this was gonna be a good show. Shout out to, oh, it's such a long, Kilimanjaro tribe on the Instagram. There you go. I got you. All right. Shout out to my IG family, my Facebook family. I really love you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast If you are missing any episodes or want to get caught up on the archive episodes, because we are on episode number 44. So some great things have been happening. So I feel so good about sharing this one, you guys. I do, because I am very intentional with what I put in my body. And it's so funny to the point that my family's from Belize. And so we eat a lot of cultural foods. And I love my grandmother and my mother for this, that they have adapted to my sense of diet, right? And so we have cultural foods that are traditionally with chickens and all fish and all different stuff. And I'm like, just remove that blank out of mine. Just put beans in mine. Just put beans in mine, and it still works for me. So I love that. I love it. So he says, truth is, every physical body has eating realities. Oh my goodness. Listen to this. Eating realities. Oh my gosh. Eating realities that determine how well it performs. That almost sounds scary. Listen to this. I'm having this moment. Intentional thinking, eating realities. Latea says, awesome, living food is for the living. We don't need food that's dead. Yes, that's the whole movement and awareness of what people are realizing. Putting an energy that's inside you. I'm not going to go hard on this because what keeps me humble is a quote that says, do not forget that you too were once where they are. So reminding the self, we grow together. We don't chastise. We help others. We grow. And the help shows up if they want it. And that's all you can do. So he says, eating realities. Wow. Again, eating food so that you can think effectively, clearly. He says, but most don't know the basics, let alone the formula that will work for their individual bodies. Now, listen to this. I don't know if you've taken time to learn your body, like your shapes and even blood types impact. Your blood type impacts how you're responding to certain foods. Notice that some people can be extremely allergic to certain foods. My son in particular having life-threatening allergies to cashew and pistachio. Now listen to this. I didn't say he's allergic to peanuts. Homeboy can eat peanuts and peanut butter and M&Ms with peanuts. He's not allergic to peanuts. He has an allergy, life-threatening allergy to cashew and pistachios. If this enters his body within 45 minutes, his system is shutting down. And I had to learn that firsthand, real life, that he end up in the ER with shock charts and three nurses, three doctors hovering over him at the time that he was 3 years old. I didn't know that. So now I have a more heightened sensitivity to foods because of that. Listen to this. Listen to this. Imagine his whole body shuts down because of a food. So as we're talking about eating realities, oh my goodness, I just leveled up here. Eating realities and knowing what the formula is for our individual bodies. Oh my goodness. We were never taught that we are unique. Listen to this. And that the standard American diet falls short. Listen to that. Listen to that. Oh, fact is, there's nothing standard about our blood type. You see how we're synced here? Nothing standard about our blood type, DNA, physical makeup, medical history, or family history. And yet, we're presented with a one size fits all. You hear that? Do you hear that? Quite a blunder, if you ask me, he says. Lethargy, mental cloudiness, lack of focus, fatigue, and depression can all be rendered, if not eliminated, if we discover what we need to put into and remove out of our diet. There's that word again, diet. That just means what you are eating on a consistent basis. What is your regimen? What plan are you sticking with? I have a plan. I don't have a plan where I'm starving myself. See, people equate, and that's the thing, as we're talking about the standard American diet, that word diet has such a negative connotation for people. It's a sad place to be. We want to arm today. We're arming ourselves with empowering and increasing, elevating the vibration of diet. It's what you eat. If your diet is water, that's all you do, that's your diet. It's what you're putting in your body. If your diet is fish, that's what it is. It's what you're putting in your body. If your diet is plants, veggies, fruits, that's your diet. It's what you're putting in your body. It's you, your individual body. Listen to that. I really just like that eating realities. That's going to be with me. Oh my goodness. Every human body has a formula for optimum mental and physical performance. There's that word performance that I wanted to touch on. Because when you're doing certain things, and I have to shout out to Hugh. Actually, let me share this with Hugh and I when we go out to eat. He pointed this out, that when we've gone to restaurants, he will have his dessert first and salad and then the entree. And it's so funny because, dessert, entree, then salad, because the greenery, he says, is flushing out the system. I can't, help me with the greenery. What am I calling?
The green.
The roughage. He's the roughage. The roughage helps out. So yes, Ben says our medical practitioners for the most part still don't correlate the impact of food on health. Listen to that. Again, who's our top five? Ben, we were talking about top five and I said some people have a PCP or a holistic practitioner or doctor. Yes, who's your top five? When I talk about your team to elevate you and take you to the next level and build you up. Who's your top five? And I like that, exactly. Be mindful of that. Every human body has a formula for optimum mental and physical performance. And it pays to discover what that is. Again, it's your body. See, here's the thing. It fascinates when people hear me say that I run 6 miles. And especially because of my body shape, you wouldn't anticipate that your girl gets in. I get it in. I run 6 miles. I run 6 miles about every other day, depending on my schedule. And it's so funny because I've seen other people with maybe smaller body shapes or thinner frames, and they can't commit to the 6 miles. Again, what am I putting in my body for optimum performance? And not only that, it's muscle memory for me because I've always been athletic growing up. Discipline. And that's why I really think it's incorporate to work out a walking schedule. You know, if you work and you're working in a building, to just take that time, that lunch break, and do a walk. You know, do a walk. Remember this. Eating realities, optimum performance. This is your individual body to function. This is your vessel here in this dimension, in this realm. I don't mean to be so handsy. I'm just passionate today. Fortunately, there is infinite information on the subject. Okay, you all, we're getting ready to wrap this up. And I'll shout out the winner of this book, Shift Your Thinking. He says, including books, web content, and seminars that explain eating for your blood, body, and metabolic type. The good news is that the return on investment of a little time and commitment should be notable in the first week or two. Listen here. So I leave this with you today as we conclude our episode of Shift Your Thinking. If you just chimed in, be sure to catch us on the replay. Subscribe to the newsletter. We're on radio podcasts everywhere. On demand, YouTube. Connect, build, and share with LA Super Agent on all social media. I leave this with you. What is your diet? And is it according to your blood type, your medical history, your whole design. I'm not worried about what other people are doing. Lisa, what is your design? What is your genetic makeup? Are you eating for your reality? All right, you all, have a powerful and productive week. I will see you next week on Shift Your Thinking, 8:10 Pacific Time, 11:10 Eastern. And our winner is Phyllis. Shout out to Phyllis. Phyllis is Ebony I. Ebony I. I'm not going to give out your email address, but Phyllis, subscribe. You are our winner of this week's Shift Your Thinking. Thanks for connecting, building, and sharing at LA Super Agent on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Be sure you share. Let someone know what we're doing. I love you, love you, love you.